Library of Adventure, featuring the great adventures of yesterday, dramatized for the boys and girls of today. Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar. Chapter 18 of the story adapted from the novel by Jules Verne. Fortunate it was for Michael Strogoff that he had befriended Nadia Fedor in the days when she needed a friend. For now, Michael was blind through the evil agency of Ivan Ogareff, and alone he could not have attempted the long journey to Irkutsk. Guiding him by the hand, Nadia led Michael out of Tomsk and along the road to Semilasko. For long hours they walked in silence, on and on down the unending road, until Nadia's brave heart seemed to cease its beating from fatigue, and her limbs shook as with ague, and her steps flagged, and her eyelids fluttered wearily down over her burning eyes. But amid these continuing miseries, a stroke of luck befell them. A passing kibitka, a cart drawn by a single horse, owned by a young man named Nicholas Pigasov, took pity on their plight, and soon Michael and Nadia were riding in the rough vehicle. Michael held conversation with the young man, and soon realized that he'd seen Nicholas some time previously.
You know the sound of my voice?
At Kolyvan in the telegraph office. You were the official in charge of the telegraph.
Well, I was going to tell you that. Yes, I was the clerk in charge of the station.
You stayed at your post until the moment when the Tatars broke into the building. You're a brave man, Nicholas Pigasov.
Oh, one must do what one can.
The Frenchman and the Englishman were disputing their right to send messages. And the Englishman had you telegraphs and poetry.
That's possible, although I don't remember it.
But you must remember it.
I never read the dispatches which I send. My duty being to forget them, the shortest way is not to read them at all.
Yes, I expect you're right.
Oh, do you see the grove of fir trees ahead? We must stop there for an hour's rest. There's bound to be grass and possibly water.
But we've been travelling for only 2 hours.
Travel for 2 hours, rest for one. Day and night, brother. 2 hours on the road, 1 hour in camp. It'll see us to Krasnoyarsk.
You have a sound head, Nicholas. 2 hours travelling, 1 hour resting. So be it. Today is the 22nd of August, is it not, Nadia?
Yes, that is right. We have been on the road for 6 days since we met, Nicholas.
Are you rested?
I'm ready for anything, Michael.
Good. Nicholas, how's the weather?
Oh, fine enough, brother. We're in the last days of summer. The autumn is short in Siberia. Soon we shall feel the first winter frosts. Perhaps the Tatars will think of going into quarters during the bad season.
I don't think so.
No? You think they will march on to Irkutsk?
Yes.
You may be right. They have a wicked man as their leader. A man who will force them along the road. You've heard of him? Ivan Ogareff?
Yes, I have heard of him.
I do not think it is right for a man to betray his own country.
No, it isn't right.
Brother, it isn't my business, but it seems to me that you are not half indignant enough when you hear the name of Ivan Ogareff. Your Russian heart should leap within you.
Believe me, friend, when I tell you that I hate him more than you can ever hate him.
No, it is not possible. No, it isn't possible. When I think of Ivan Ogareff and the harm he is doing to our sacred Russia, I think that if I could get my hands on him...
If you could get your hands on him?
I think I should kill him.
And I? I am sure of it.
Krasnoyarsk.
Oh, how beautiful it looks in the sunset. Michael, we are within half a mile of the city. I can see the spires of the churches and the outline of the houses built on the bank of the river.
Excellent. Now I shall be able to take up my job for the government again. They've been paying me all this time, and I've not earned my wage.
Nadia, this is the real turning point in our fortunes. As soon as I can seek audience with the governor and persuade him that I am what I am, we will have a fast carriage at our disposal. We'll be in Irkutsk long before the Tatars. Oh, I have waited for this last stage of the journey.
Oh, but we are still hundreds of miles from Irkutsk, Michael.
Yes, but now the way is clear. We've outdistanced the Tatars and... Yes, Nicholas, what is it?
There's something I don't understand here. There's not a light in the city. And yet it is dusk.
It is true, Michael.
And no smoke from the chimneys. Can the town be asleep?
Nicholas, drive quickly. Get into the city.
Michael, what is wrong?
They've beaten me. Drive! Drive!
Deserted. Nothing.
It is true, Michael. There is not a single soul in the city. All have gone.
But why? Why?
Oh, I remember now. The last telegram I sent on to Krasnoyarsk. Yes, that was it.
In heaven's name, what do you remember?
I don't read them, as I told you. But this one comes to mind because I had to repeat it three times. The clerk at the telegraph office in the city was very slow. Yes, it was an order from the Tsar himself.
What was the Tsar's order?
The governor was to leave the city and take refuge at Irkutsk. Yes, that was it. All the people, every man, woman, and child. They were to take everything of value and leave nothing for the Tatars when they came. They were to leave a desert behind them.
They have done that.
Oh, alas, how shall I find employment here?
You must go on with us to Irkutsk.
Well, I must indeed. The telegraph will be working between Oudenarde and Irkutsk. And there... Well, shall we start, brother?
I think we'd better rest until the morning. We have the Yenisei to cross. It'll be a raging torrent now.
Michael, how are we going to cross? If there is no boat, no ferry...
We'll rest now. Put up your horse, Nicholas, and then find us an empty house. Tomorrow we attempt the river.
Boat? It is scarcely light, brother. There's a heavy fog over the river. Have patience.
Here comes a breeze. The fog will soon clear.
Can you see yet? Is there a boat or raft?
I can see nothing.
Oh, everything has been taken away or destroyed according to the Tsar's order. Unless the Tatars bring materials with them, they will not be able to cross.
Listen, a little further up the river, there's a small quay. Ferries and private boats were moored there in the old days. Let us make for the quay and see if anything has been left. Give me your hand, Nadia.
Yes, Michael.
Walk as quickly as you can. We must cross the river without delay.
There is nothing, Michael. Not a boat, a barge, a raft. Not even a mooring rope.
It is hopeless, friend.
We shall cross. Are there houses behind us?
Yes, but they are all deserted.
Let us each take a house and search it thoroughly. There may be rope, planks of wood, even a raft hidden by some prudent villager. Lead me to the first house, Nadia.
But, Michael, you cannot see.
I can feel. Lead the way. Nadia! Nicholas!
I am coming. Have you found something?
What are these?
Leathern bottles. A heap of them.
What is it, brother?
These leathern bottles. How many are there, Nadia?
Oh, at least a dozen.
Are they full?
Yes. Yes, kumis. It'll be a welcome addition to our stock of provisions.
Put two aside and empty the rest. These will help us across the river.
But a raft. We have no raft.
Empty the bottles and put them in the cart. And then drive it down to the water's edge. We're going to cross the river after all.
Now, brother.
The cart will be our raft. If we tie the bottles to the sides of the cart and a couple of them to the horse, we should be buoyant enough to float.
Well thought. Oh, but the current is swift. We'll not get across in a straight line.
It doesn't matter. Once across, we can soon find the road to Irkutsk again. Let us begin.
They're certainly large bottles. Oh, bless the man who laid in his store of kumis.
Tie two on each side of the cart Two in front and two behind also.
Yeah.
The remaining two can be fixed to the shaft to support the horse. If he swims as strongly as he runs, then we have nothing to fear.
Sure, I'll vouch for him.
Nadia, are you afraid?
No, Michael.
If we should flounder, take hold of me and don't let go. If we fail, let us fail together.
I would have it that way.
Well, the bottles are all in position, brother. Do we start?
Yes, immediately. Can we launch the cart from the bank?
Oh, easily. It slopes down quite gently.
Give me your hand, Nadia. Settle yourself comfortably.
We are ready.
Drive on, Nicholas.
Sailing in a cart.
Michael, I think we'll be in trouble in a moment.
What is it?
The whirlpool. We're moving into it.
I can feel it. We're inclining towards the center of the eddy.
Brother, the horse is not strong enough to swim out.
Help me off with my coat.
Michael, what are you going to do?
I shall help the horse. It's our only chance.
Michael, come back!
Can Michael aid the failing strength of the unfortunate animal struggling in the turbulent waters of the river? This is a bold and desperate gamble by the blind courier. If it succeeds, the small party may reach Irkutsk unarmed. But if it fails, what then? Listen again when next we present Michael Strogoff, Courier of the Tsar.